מסכת הלכות פרק ח' משנה ג' אלה מביאים ולא חוטאתם. The following objects which spread tumor will not be chotei b'pnei ha'tumah, will not stop the tumor from penetrating it, and if the object's on top of it, it would become tumah from a mace that's underneath it. And the following objects are makabel tumah, and therefore they're not chotei b'pnei ha'tumah. The only thing that are not makabel tumah could be chotei b'pnei ha'tumah. Hashida v'ateva v'hamigdol, a wooden chest or a counter or a wooden closet, kiveres akad, kiveres akadim, or a straw box or reed box, ubor sina alexandris, or a fresh water well in a large boat called an alexandris boat, shehem lahem shilayim, v'enem achzik and abam sabalah, shehem kurayim biyavich. If any of the above mentioned objects do not have bottom, or even if they do have bottom, if they're not large enough to contain 40 saw of liquids, which is the same as containing 2 core, which is 60 saw of dried goods, they would be makabel tumah in such a case, and therefore would not be chaytet b'pnei ha'tumah. As in Mishnah Aleph, we said they are chaytet b'pnei ha'tumah, since in Mishnah Aleph we were talking about these objects that are large enough to contain 40 saw of alach, which are kurayim b'yavich, which in such a case they would not be makabel tumah. But in this Mishnah, we're talking about these objects that are not that large, they do not contain 40 saw balach, which is Quran B'yabesh, and therefore they are makabel tumah and would not be chotzig b'snei ha'tumah. The urea sukkertaya ukutavlaya, or urea the piece of cloth, or sukkertaya, which is a leather apron used by tanners, or kutavlaya, leather bedspread, usadit, or sheet, umapa to machatel, two types of mat, she'ain asuyin ola, that none of these things are pitched like a tent. In such a case, they would not be chaytid b'pnei ha'tumah, since they're not pitched like a tent, and they're makabel tumah, they cannot be chaytid b'pnei ha'tumah. As if they were pitched like a tent, they would be chaytid b'pnei ha'tumah, even though they are makabel tumah, like we saw in Mishnah Aleph. But in this case, since they're laying flat, they're not pitched like a tent, they would not be chaytid b'pnei ha'tumah. Ubehema uchaya shemesu, or animals, or wild beasts that died. Since they died, they're makabel tumah, so therefore they cannot be chaytid b'pnei ha'tumah. As in Mishnah Aleph, we said that behemoths and chayas, they're herded together, would be chaytid b'pnei ha'tumah, but that's only if they're alive, not if they're dead. V'eichlin t'meim, and eichlin, they're makabel tumah. If they were mukshar, if they came into contact with liquid, they're makabel tumah, and since they're makabel tumah, they cannot be chaytid b'pnei ha'tumah. Meisif aleim harei chayim sho'adam, you can add to the above mentioned objects a hand mill. A chayim sho'adam is makabel tumah, since it's portable, as opposed to a chayim sho'behema, which is very large and it's not portable, would not be makabel tumah. The center of chayim sho'adam is makabel tumah, it cannot be chayted b'fnei ha'tumah, but a chayim sho'behema, which is not makabel tumah, would be chayted b'fnei ha'tumah. The following are chayted b'fnei ha'tumah. They will stop the tumah from penetrating and from being metame something on top of it, but it would not spread the tumah. If it was a tumah such as a kedayis when a mace underneath it, and an adam or kelim also underneath it, the adam or kelim would not become tumah from the kedayis when a mace. The seches proves it, a web of warp strips that are stretched out on the loom and have not yet been woven. Since it hasn't been woven, it's not considered an oil to be made into a tumah, but it would be chaytis b'fnei ha'tumah, would stop the tumah from penetrating it. The chavile hamita, and ropes that support a mattress, v'amashpelos, and a basket that's used to carry out manure to the field, by three guys, shebachaloinus, and screens that are inserted in windows. All these things are perforated, and therefore they are not considered an oil to be made based on tumah. But the perforations are not a tefach al tefach, so therefore they would be chaytid b'pnei ha'tumah, they would stop the tumah from penetrating it. And if the preparation was the size of a tefach al tefach, then the tumah would go right through the preparation, it would not be chaytid b'pnei ha'tumah. And even in such a case where the preparations are not a tefach al tefach, but if the tumah is exactly underneath one of the preparations, then it would go right through the preparation and would not be chaytid b'pnei ha'tumah. As we're talking about with the tumah, it's not exactly right underneath the preparation, it's only partly underneath the preparation and partly underneath the objects mentioned here, so therefore it would be chaytid b'pnei ha'tumah.